Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic. So now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
It's time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
Holy freaking cow, baby. Welcome to the 49ers Rush. This is John Chapman, your host, as always. I'm too excited. So I'm sorry if I'm loud today in your headphones, because I'm bringing it. The schedule's out, baby. The schedule is out, and I am so excited for this. I couldn't be... Let's talk about this, okay? We're going through the schedule reactions. I ranked all 17 games. We're going to be going through that. We're going to be talking about details, primetime games. We got a lot, so buckle in. But here's why I'm so excited. One, this year is, just for me personally as a human being, this year means a lot. Obviously, for those of you that, you know, haven't heard, teaching's done. D-U-N. I'm taking my kids on a trip, my seniors, all to the East Coast this week. And then I'm saying sayonara. You know, I've already told the kids. I've already told the staff. Full-time, this is my gig. Not only that, we started the 49ers Rush road trip last year. We did six trips. Amazing success. This year, we're doing every single road game. So not only am I excited just as a fan, which I always am, I always love the schedule release. You plan out all this stuff, but also, man, we're turning into a travel agency. So these dates are huge for me financially. These dates are huge for me family-wise, career-wise, community-wise. I could not be more excited, guys. And yeah, thank you, Sean. It's incredible. And, you know, I think the whole thing was never the plan to develop, you know, the Rush road trip and go to all these cities or whatever. It's just people are like, hey, man, if you're going to the game, can we like come hang out with you? Because I'm coming to the game by myself. And so we were able to find that need, I guess, and man, just provide a service. Get people together, the community to get together in these away towns and party, man. And golly, was last year a success. It's unreal. I mean, just look at some of these pictures, and I'll be sharing. This is one of our tailgates that we threw. Matt Maiocco came out. You know, the giveaways that we do. We packed out so many places. This was just in Chicago last year. I mean, and you could see just all the freaking smiling faces and all that stuff. We've got it going on steroids. So, you know, let me throw the schedule up there. If you want to screenshot this, this is the 49ers 2022 schedule. And for those listening, that's okay. We're going through in detail. Weeks 1 through 18, all 17 games, bye week. Even the preseason's up there. So if you want to screenshot that, that's there. And again, for you audio people, we got you. We got you. We'll be going through that. So, all the primetime games. We got five, and it could turn into six. It's a very, very team-friendly, travel-friendly schedule. Very. I mean, even if you're just looking at, you know, where the 49ers are going and not going, guess what? We do not leave. You've got Carolina and Atlanta. Those are back-to-back road trips in weeks 5 and 6. After that, the 49ers do not leave the Pacific time zone. They don't. all home games and a bye. You're traveling to the Rams. You're traveling to Los Angeles you're going to Mexico, still same time zone. And then you're traveling to Seattle and Las Vegas. This is how often do East Coast or West Coast teams get travel friendly schedules? I can never think of one. Now, Kyle Shanahan always asks, hey guys, he asked the NFL scheduling committee, if you're going to send us to the East Coast more than once, make it back-to-back trips so we can just stay out there and make it early. And sure enough, that's what happened. You know, week 5 and 6 at Carolina, at Atlanta, they're not far. I think it's like a 4.5-hour drive. We'll figure that out. And man, oh gosh, I'm so pumped, guys. I'm so excited. What's up, Nick? I know my man Nick's going to be out at some of these games. He says, let's go, John. Loving the schedule. Works for me. The road trips near me, I love it. Yeah, we're coming out, man. In a week 9 bye, we've had so many early ones. I hate early byes. Week 9 is perfect. Absolutely perfect. And it's not only just a regular, you know, bye week, because you get the bye week and then you got a primetime game after it. So you get a setup. What's up, Cully? He says, John, week 8, Los Angeles. That's the game I'm shooting for, Rush Road Trip. Yeah, we'll be there, baby. We'll be there. We're setting it up. This week is going to be crazy for me, traveling, obviously. But, man, we've got everybody on the phones. We are booking hotels. So if you need hotels, don't book your hotels yet. We're getting you discounted hotels, group rate hotels, to save you money for every single place you go. Even if you don't come to the parties, whatever, that's cool. We'll save you money anyway. And this one, my man, Coach Cruz, what's up, Anthony? He says, New Year's Eve in Vegas. Good gosh. I'm so glad that's not an early game. It's the 1 o'clock kickoff, because I've been in Vegas for New Year's. It is bananas. You add on to that the 49ers takeover. Holy cow. And the good news is we already got some experience throwing parties in Vegas. We got you covered, baby. It's going to be such a good freaking time. Ah. I love it. Now, yes, is it all, you know, whatever? That home stretch after the bye, it gets a little easy. There's no doubt about it. But there's some tough games in there. Here's my thing. Whenever I was ranking all of the games 1 through 17, I couldn't figure out what the easiest game was. There's not a quote-unquote cupcake game. Even some of the worst teams that the 49ers play this year, or Carolina, Atlanta, Chicago, they're all on the road and they're all far. They're not, you know, short road games. So it was, you know, usually I start at the extremes and work my way to the middle, then argue with myself. And so I was like, okay, yeah, these are the hardest games. And then I was like, ooh, easiest games. Yeah, it might be an easy game. On the road in the NFL is not easy. I don't care if it's week 1, whatever. On the road in the NFL is difficult. It's one of the best things that Kyle Shanahan's been at, to be honest with you. Like, if you want, like, if you just look at splits, home and away, travel, all that stuff, he's been great on the East Coast. I expect that to continue. I really, really do. And here we go. Coming to the Atlanta, it's going to be awesome. Atlanta's like a home away from home. My father, my parents were never married, right? So my dad was out in Atlanta ever since I was a kid. I've got a lot of family out there. I love Atlanta, love the food, love the city. Atlanta's going to be a good time. I am very, very excited about this. What's up, Antonio? Yeah, it's Atlanta. I'm pretty excited about, not going to lie. Those are my people. So let's do this. First off, preseason games. Let's get them out of the way. We don't have exact dates, but our 3 preseason matchups are going to be versus the Packers, then at the Vikings, then at the Texans. Those are our 3 games. And the only date that we have for those is the 3rd preseason game at the Texans. That's going to be on at 5 p.m. It's going to be on Prime Video August 25th. The other ones are still to be determined, so we'll have to see about that. So back-to-back travels, but if you remember the way the NFL goes now after the new CBA, you get a week off. So after the preseason, you get a week off, then the season busts out, and you go up to Chicago. So we've got, even though it's back-to-back preseason road games, not really that big of a deal, because you get basically a bye week, go home, chill, all that stuff.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikola Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Got you covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So, if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is Eufy Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock.
So let's jump in. Oh, here we go. We're going to be covering the times, all that kind of stuff. But more importantly, we're ranking games 1 through 17 difficulty. 1 being the hardest game, 17 being the easiest game. And again, taking into account back-to-back travel dates, home games, all that kind of stuff. Now, the one thing that I have to say, I can't cross-reference it. I didn't have time. I haven't been able to look at the team. So, like, for example, you know, we play the Rams week 8. And we're traveling to Los Angeles. I haven't had a chance to cross-check. That's usually what I do. Who do the Rams play the 2 weeks before us? What's their travel schedule like? So just going to be really, really honest with you there. We're just a little bit off on that. So that's just a piece of the information that I don't have for you. So week 1 at Chicago. We threw a party in Chicago last year. It was incredible. A lot of the pictures that you saw beforehand. That is an early kickoff. That's the one complaint I have because we're going to be partying the night before. That early kickoff is going to be rough. That's on September 11th. 10 a.m. kickoff our time. All times that we talk about here are going to be Pacific Standard Time. I have this ranked as the number 14 most difficult out of 17. So obviously Chicago's not a very tough roster. It's going to be Trey Lance versus Fields. I love that. And yes, I do believe Trey Lance starts no matter what, even if Jimmy is on the roster, which I think probably looking like he will be unless an injury takes place. But yeah, I'm telling you right now, I could not. I'm so pumped, guys. So excited. And girls. I know girls here. As Charles says, I'm stoked. My boys come home to Carolina. Dude, can't wait to meet the family, man. It's going to be an awesome time. Excited about that one. So Chicago, I've got at the 14th difficult game out of 17. I don't think it's a very difficult one. I love the fact that we get to play them early with the new coaching staff, all that. They don't really have a lot of weapons. Not really, quote unquote, worried about it. Obviously, it's an NFL game. And Justin Fields probably had his best game of his career against the 49ers in that first half when we played him last year. But that was also our coming out party. I remember being like, dang, we need to bench Jimmy Garoppolo because he had those 3 terrible drives where he had no first downs to start the game and just looked awful. And then Debo just put the team on his back and carried him to whatever. Now, good news about this one, we're also going to be tailgating the morning of. The Gatton brothers are coming out to get it. If you joined us with the tailgate and after party, because we tailgated before, it was an early game last year in Chicago, had an awesome time. Then after we won, we went back, and then everybody kind of just found their way back to where we were tailgating, and we partied again, so which was awesome. And we had more than enough. We still had beer left over, which is crazy to me, and food left over. So excited for that. Stay tuned. And again, as we go through this, tickets are available now. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Tickets are up. So if you want to go get your spot and secure your spot for the night before party, those are there. There are some cities where we're going to be throwing VIP week-long travel plans. And again, the Giants are going to be in Chicago at Wrigley that Friday night. Yeah, I'm going. You best believe I'm not the biggest Giants fan, but that's okay. I'm still going to be there. It's going to be incredible. So we're taking over Chicago week one. Now, week two, I love this game. Oh, I was so glad that this game was early. The Seattle Seahawks, lowercase s for Seahawks, they're coming to our home. That's our home openers, week two. 1:05 p.m. September 18th. Fox is going to be calling this game. This is my 15th difficult game. I wanted to make it the easiest game because I thought the other three games in contention for easiest game on the 49ers schedule, they were all road games. And this is, you know, it's a conference game. 49ers have been terrible against Seattle, but the witch is gone, man. And so I really think we're going to drum this team. I don't usually like betting big on divisional games. I'm betting big on this game. I'm glad it's early. Drew Lock, good Lord. No chemistry. You know, maybe he develops that. Geno Smith, that's funny in and of itself. I'm telling you right now, I think the 49ers are going to take out a lot of aggression on the Seattle Seahawks. I think they're going to destroy the hell out of them. I really, really do. And, man, oh, I'm so excited. Week three. And, yeah, this one we got to talk about right now. Squishy Banana, love the picture. He says, week three, Sunday Night Football, would Jerry Jeudy be playing? I don't know all the details. I know that it was a non-contact domestic issue. He's still arrested, but I can tell you this. The NFL cares way more about publicity and image than they care about the violations whatsoever. They don't care. I'm going to be really honest with you. NFL doesn't really care what you do. As long as you don't get caught, and as long as it doesn't look bad for the NFL. The fact that this news came out on NFL schedule release date, I think he's going to pay a price. Will it be a three-game suspension? I doubt it. You know, and I just hope everybody's all right and they can kind of move past this. I hate that this, you know, have to deal with this part of the game. Care way more about the people than the game, even if they are my 49ers. Hope he gets his stuff together. Really, really do. But it's something we got to monitor because it does affect the game. He's a very good wide receiver, and they have a very good team. So the third game, our first primetime game, is at Denver, baby. We're going to be at that one, too. This is Sunday Night Football game, so 5:20 kickoff September 25th. And this one, here we go. My most difficult game rated. Out of all 17 games, I think this is the most difficult game. I think Denver has an insanely good team. Obviously, we suck against Russell Wilson. He understands our defense very, very well. We're traveling. You got the altitude. There's so much I do not like about this game. It's the most difficult game on the schedule, in my opinion. Week three. You're getting it out of the way early. So, you know, we look at those things. Oh, what's up? I'm sorry. Squishy Banana says I'm a girl, by the way. What's up, girl? Glad you are here. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. I apologize for that one. Yeah, Yatsik's getting after me, man. I love it. I love it. So I think that's the game that, not that I'm worried about. The 49ers are such a deep quality roster. They can win any game. And the NFL has as much parity as any team out, as any league that's ever existed. Any team can win any given Sunday. But if you're telling me right now, like that most difficult, week three at Denver, Sunday Night Football, Russell Wilson, altitude, most difficult game. Most difficult game, I think, on our schedule. You follow that up with another primetime game, week four, the Rams come to us. And we saw what happened last time we had a primetime game with the Rams. We embarrassed the mess out of them. Hopefully you can do that again. We'll see. But, I mean, you've got back-to-back-to-back. That's a three-game stretch that's rough because you got Seattle, division opponent. Then you travel to Denver. That one's rough with Russell Wilson and all that. Then you come home and you play the Super Bowl champs. Like, that is a rough stretch right there. Seattle game is not tough, but there's so much history there. Like, Seattle knows they're not making the playoffs, but in the back of their mind, they're saying, hey, as long as we beat the 49ers, we still have, you know, their rights, right? That's the idea. And trust me, players, coaches, they do that. So week four, Monday Night Football again, October 3rd. This one is our seventh most difficult scheduled game for me. I think we play the Rams well. We're 6-1 against them in the last seven, but, you know, we're playing them at home on Monday Night Football. I've got it seven. There's a lot of tough games on this schedule. Week five at Carolina. That's going to be fun. I love Carolina. Somebody asked me the other day, like, if you had to move from California, where would you move? I said Carolina, North or South Carolina. I love it out there. The food, the beach. It's like lowercase California because you got the beach and mountains, but they're not like, it's not a nice beach. It's not nice mountains, but they're still there. The food is incredible. I love it out there. So going to be a lot of fun. Excited about that one. So at Carolina, October 9th, that's a 105 game. The CBS is going to be covering it. That's number 16. So that's the second easiest game on our entire calendar. I do not believe in that roster. I definitely don't believe in Sam Darnold. I do not believe in anything that they have going on. I just don't believe. You know, you got Christian McCaffrey, you could take over games, but with our linebacking core, not really stressed about that too much. They do have a good defensive line group. There's no doubt about that. But again, just not really a major concern for me, but it is a road game all the way across. Then after that, week six, you stay on the East Coast at Atlanta, the worst roster in the NFL. I think if you're looking at rosters and the worst ones in the NFL, it's Atlanta and Seattle. That those two are at the top of the list for me. Top, maybe Texans, but I take the Texans over both of them, to be honest with you. So our week six, we got at Atlanta. That's an early kickoff, 10 a.m. East Coast time. That sucks. But the good news is you'll already be there. You know, week five, you go to the East Coast, Carolina. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff, so you're okay. Then you stay there. Now it's a 10 a.m. kickoff. Bodies are adjusted. Time clock's not going to be an issue. That's October 16th. And that one is my easiest game on the schedule. So back-to-back weeks, you got 16th to 17th. And now they're both road games. You come away with two wins there, you're going to be sitting pretty. You really, really are. And I think this is kind of where the season divides, right? You've got those first four. And again, you break the entire schedule up into quarters, right? So four games apiece, 4, 8, 12. And then you got the big one, the 5 at the end. The first quarter, 2-2. Let's say you just go 2-2. You got two crazy tough games in there. That's okay. What do you do the next one, right? You want to be 3-1. That's your goal. Break it up into quarters. You go 3-1. You're ahead of the game, and that's what's up. Let's see here. Stay cold, Frank. John, will you be doing a home game tailgates? I'll be coming to a home game. I got to sit down with the wife. I got her to agree to let me do all the road games, and I don't want to push too much. She's a beautiful woman, very kind. Shout out to the wife. I don't know if she's listening right now. I hope she is because I'm being nice to her. I'm usually pretty nice to her. I'm always nice to her, I think. She might disagree. I would like to do a home one. I definitely do, but I'm not sure yet, so I don't want to announce that. But, you know, yeah, I'd like to do that. I really, really would. So I got to sit down with the wifey and the calendar and kind of go through things and see what we can and can't do. Away games, I'm in. So stay tuned. And if this goes the way that I want it to, who knows? Maybe eventually we're doing every single game, whether home or away. That's just what we do. That would be a lot of fun. Yeah, we're doing again, guys. Roberto, he says, are you doing a 49ers takeover Denver? Hell yes. Every single away game, 49ersrushroadtrip.com. Go get your tickets. Every single one. I'm going to be there. Traveling, baby. Racking up those miles. Nick, thank you for the gift, man. He says, my time clock will be just fine for those two road games. I'm ready, John. Yeah, he's an East Coast guy. He's a Jersey guy. So he's going to be out there. What's up, Nick? Dude, excited to party with you again. It was so fun hanging out at the draft. Good gosh. Great man, great friend, just great human, Nick. And if you haven't met Nick, you go to one party with Nick, you're going to know Nick. He knows everybody, and I love it. Yeah, appreciate this. Thank you, Mrs. Chapman. Yeah, she's a treasure, man. I'm excited about that. So back-to-back road trips with Carolina and Atlanta. Love both those games. Then, all right, it's time to fight. You fly back to California. And you've got a number four game. The Kansas City Chiefs at home. Can't believe they didn't make this a primetime game. Versus the Kansas City Chiefs, 1:25 p.m., October 23rd on Fox. That's my fourth most difficult game. It did get some points off because it's a home game. And, I mean, yeah, it's the Chiefs. I know there's no Tyreek Hill. We get to play him later anyway. It's not going to be an easy game, to say the least. Oh, what's up, Juan Solis? Appreciate the gift, as always. The man, the myth, the legend. He said, all right, what's up? He says, let's give away a shirt. Yeah, let's do this. I'm going to be weird right here. Hashtag CC. We need some help. Whether you're helping us and you're on social media or not, go to Twitter or Instagram or wherever you're, Facebook, I don't care. And just say something along the lines, excited for the season, hashtag 49ers Rush Road Trip. Okay? The first person that I get, I'll pick a random one. That way it's not just a super race. I want everybody to get your time. We're going to give away different shirts. I'm going to give away two. Juan's going to give away one. I'm going to give away one. Head over to whatever social media account you got. We didn't play this, but probably should have. I'm excited for the season, excited for the 49ers, hashtag 49ers Rush Road Trip. Any social media, Facebook, make sure you hashtag 49ers Rush Road Trip. Put that out there. We're going to be giving some stuff away. Let's build the brand up. Let's build the community up. Why not? Love you guys. You are incredible. And appreciate all the support, man. Like, this whole thing was not my idea. It wasn't. It was just like an organic thing that kind of came together. And I'm so thankful for you guys for it. And, man, it's crazy that this is my career now. And I get to hang out with amazing humans like Juan Salas, who's one of the best people I've ever met. And, shoot, what's he do? Gives away stuff all the time. So we're giving away two shirts. What's up, Devin? Speaking of awesome people, this is the Grill Master Chef himself. Going to be cooking up some brats and stuff for us in Chicago. Love it, Devin. Excited to spend time with you and your family, man. And, again, talking about amazing people, I hope Devin's cool with me putting this. I just got off the phone with him a little while ago. Talking about great people. This dude's welcoming some foster kids into his home. Him and his family been going through. And so congratulations to you and your family, man. Wish you guys the best. As a foster parent myself, adopted parent, it's hard. But Devin's been, you know, helping kids for so long. And I'm just so proud to know people and to build this community with people like Devin. So congrats to you and your family. Thank you for the gift. Excited to hang out, man, in Chicago. It's going to be a great time. I'm going to try to get them to as many games as I can. Fun to hang out. So, all right, here we go. Hopefully you guys got some of those. Oh, look at that. We're trending on Twitter. That's what I'm talking about. I love it. This is awesome. I absolutely love it. So, first shirt giveaway goes to at @Jarek_Y_ Mamba Mentality Forever. That's what I'm talking about. We got a Lakers fan in the house. He put that out there on Twitter. I love it, man. We'll do another giveaway here in a little bit. Let's jump back to the schedule. So week 7, we're at home versus the Chiefs. Difficult game. I got it ranked number 4. Follow that one up. Now we travel to Los Angeles. Yeah, it's our home game, but you still got to fly down there and all that stuff. We'll be partying in Los Angeles for sure, for sure. That's a 125 game, October 30th. We're going to be in Los Angeles for Halloween. Whew, that's a Fox game. That's the second most difficult game on the schedule for me. Number 1 at Denver, number 2 at LA. I know it's our house, but it's the Super Bowl champs. I know we're gonna freaking swarm Los Angeles. Oh, I'm so excited about that. I'm very, very excited about it. I got to type in this hashtag here to make sure we give something away over here. Let's go, baby. Oh, here we go. 49ers Rush Road Trip. There it is. Oh, I love it. I'm going to wait just a couple more seconds, get your entries in there. I love it, man. Dude, this is a blast. So week 7 and 8, those scare me. You have two top 4 matchups as far as most difficult 1 through 17. You got the Rams at the Rams, and right before that, you got the Chiefs at home. Man, you split those, you got to be happy. And if I could pick one, I'm picking the Rams. I'd rather lose to the Chiefs at home and win that Rams game, not saying it's if, you know, they're exclusive each other. That's what I would be going for. You got to win that Rams game. Got to win that Rams game. That's going to be so huge and going to be one of the deciding factors in who wins the division. And, you know, whether that's home field advantage or whatever, don't care. But the good news is right after those back-to-back tough matchups, you got a bye week. You got to take a deep breath. Woosah. And you're going to need it because, man, those are some tough matchups. I love the week 9 bye week. I love the week 9 bye week. Just time to kind of set back. And just chill, take a deep breath, because guess what? Yeah, back-to-back primetime games after the bye week. Back-to-back. It's crazy the Chiefs and the Rams weren't primetime games. That's crazy to me. But you come back after the bye week, week 10, you stay at home after the bye week, extra nice. The Chargers, who I think are one of the best teams in the NFL, they come home. We got a Sunday night football game, 5:20, November 13th. NBC Sunday Night Football. I've got that ranked as the 6th most difficult game. If it wasn't for the bye week, I think I would have had this number 3. I think the Chargers roster is as good as there is in the NFL. Their quarterback is insanely good. It would not surprise me in the least if he was the best quarterback in the NFL after this year. Like, he's that damn good. Got weapons. That's a roster that just scares the bejesus out of me. Good news is we get to play them at home, and it's after a bye week. That's good news. Right after that, we got another one. We're going international, baby. We're going to Mexico. That's right. Here we go. Put that up there. 40 hours rush road trip. We're going to Mexico City. Bid on the phone with different hotels. We're, you know, I'm pretty freaking excited. We're going to be staying in the Roma district where it's complete. It's safe. It's very lively. So you're going to get the full Mexico City experience. And again, we're going to have all that information for you guys. If you buy tickets with us, you know, discounted hotels where we're partying, where we're eating dinners, all that stuff. So you can stay with us in a large group, even trying to organize a bus to and from the stadium, all that stuff. So you don't have to worry about that stuff. You'll be with us, large numbers, safe. Experience the city, have fun with your team, the community, without having to worry about all that other stuff. We got you. It's all planned out, working with people that live there, and, you know, it's going to be a good time. But, you know, what's that game look like? Yeah, that count, it's an away game, but it's a neutral site. 49ers is going to have a lot more fans than the Cardinals. Cardinals have a good fan base in Mexico now, especially with them being in Arizona, but 49ers are going to freaking, that's going to be a home crowd for us. That's a Monday Night Football game, 5:15, November 21st. That's the 10th most difficult game, which, again, 49ers got lucky here because you've got 9 home games. You've got 7 true road games and 1 neutral game this year. Very favorable. Very favorable. After that, week 12. Ooh, every time the 49ers and Saints play, it's get your popcorn ready. And it's going to be that again. We play them November 27th, right after Thanksgiving week. That's a 125 game, but it's in Santa Clara. And I have that one number 9. I wanted to put it higher, but it is a home game. I'm not the biggest Jameis Winston fan. I do think that they are a very good roster, but I don't know. I'm not sure they're going to be able to duplicate what they have done. You know, last year, the last playoff spot came down to these two teams. And, you know, that was kind of the big deals, Saints and 49ers. We got lucky. We barely scraped in, did our damage in the playoffs, but they are a playoff caliber team. There's no doubt about that. So that's my number 9 game. After that, we got the Raheem Mostert coming home, baby. McDaniel coming home and all the other 49ers that he has signed. Miami comes all the way across. That's a tough one for them. 105 kickoff December 4th. That's Fox is going to be covering that. I got that number 11. I think Miami's actually a pretty damn good team, but it is a home game, so that helped a little bit. And I think, I don't know, they got to figure some stuff out over there. They got some playmakers. They added a lot of depth. They're one of the all, I don't know, off-season teams, if you want to call them that. So they're pretty damn good roster. But at the same time, they got to prove it. They got to prove it first. New coaching staff, we know what they do. They know what we do. It's going to be a fun one. It's going to be a fun one. Week 14. Tampa Bay Bucks, Tom Brady. He wanted to come to San Francisco, probably not like this. He wanted to play for San Francisco. Bucks are a good team. I don't think that they're as good as they were last year or the year before, but they're a good team. And when Tom Brady's there, who knows what can happen. That's a 125 game, December 11th, and Fox is going to be covering that one. I have that one rated as the fifth most difficult game. Playing them after Miami is a little bit rough. And then the following week, you go to Seattle for a primetime game. And so for me, it's one of those that's like, quote unquote, I don't want to say trap game when Tom Brady comes to town, but it's just like you're getting into the meat of the schedule. And, you know, again, week 14 versus the Bucks, that's another one of those games that you got to put a star next to because that's going to be one of the qualifying factors for the playoffs, seeding, all that stuff. The Bucks are going to be in it. Because their division is straight trash. It's awful. So that's one of the ones that's like, okay, that game's going to matter. It is going to matter. All right, here we go. After that, like I said, week 15, another primetime game. It's Thursday, so short week. You're traveling to Seattle, where you have not won in a long time. Hashtag Drake Greenlaw. That one's going to be rough. I don't respect Seattle's team at all. Really, really don't. That is a Thursday night game on Prime, 5:15. I have that one number eight. 49ers just have not played well there. Offensively, our offense has been terrible. there. Hopefully that changes with Trey Lance, but I've got that number one, eight. I got that one number eight on difficulty scale. Week 16, we go back home. We have the Washington Commanders. That's a Saturday game, 105, Christmas Eve. So yeah, that one's going to be interesting. You got Washington come all the way across. It's, you know, that game's 105 Christmas Eve on CBS. I got that one number 12. I struggle. And again, like, that's the thing. Washington's a good football team with a great defense. Do I like Carson Wentz? No, I don't. But man, they've got a lot of offensive weapons. Like, they're a good squad with a great coaching staff. I've got them number 12. Like, that's a tough game. That's not an easy game. It really, really isn't. Then week 17, this one's going to be the most fun. There's, oh my gosh, I can't believe they did this. At Las Vegas on New Year's Day, 105 kickoff. This is the third most difficult game on the schedule. The Raiders are a freaking powerhouse. You got to play them on the road. There's the historical aspect to it as a rivalry for sure. One, if not both these teams, this is going to be one of the most meaningful games of the season for both teams, because now you got one game after this. It's week 17. There's 18 weeks. Man, whoo! That's going to be crazy, man. It's going to be crazy. I'm so excited. Dude, we're going to get a hangout in Las Vegas for New Year's. Then we get to go to the game the next day. It's going to be incredible, man. Last time I went to Vegas, saw the sun come up 3 days in a row. I think it's going to be one of those trips. It's just what Vegas is, right? It's just what Vegas is. Then we finish up the year with the division opponent, which I love how the NFL does this. At home, finally, the Cardinals are coming to us at home January 7th/8th. This is one of those flex games, which is, makes it hard to plan for. There's no doubt about it. The good thing is it's a home game. It should make it a little bit easier. So that one's to be determined. I have this one as the 13th most difficult game. One, Arizona sucks the longer the season goes on. They don't have depth. They haven't built depth, except at the wide receiver position and tight end position and running back position. They didn't know there were other positions beside those things. Cardinals have played us really well. But the fact that we get to play them this late in the season, great news. Yeah, you say, well, DeAndre Hopkins suspension, all that stuff. Don't care. That is a team that lacks depth and literally tanks. Do you remember when the Detroit Lions baptized them? And basically just like they would never recover. Who knows? Maybe Kyler Murray's, you know, sitting on the bench in his high chair, throwing a fit just like he did in the playoffs by that point. We'll see. I could be wrong, but I love, if you could ask me, what team would you want to play out of the entire schedule week 18? Arizona Cardinals. Thank you, sir. Like, yes, I would love and be happy to have that. So that's kind of where we're at. Man, I'm pretty excited, guys. I don't know. I don't want to do a roster prediction, you know, on the fly. I have the 49ers as a playoff team. I have the 49ers as, you know, a division winner with, it's going to be us or the Rams. I think it's a two-horse race. I really, really believe that. We'll have to see how some things go on. And a lot of that's going to be Trey Lance. If you put Trey Lance in a position to be successful, sky's the limit. Sky's the limit. The roster, I think, is set up for that way, and I'm excited about that. And, you know, minicamp starts tomorrow. Rookie minicamp starts tomorrow. We don't sleep. We just keep going, man. I love it. I'm so pumped. So, if you haven't already, everybody go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. And again, if you don't know somebody, I mean, everybody knows somebody. If you know 49ers fans that are going to games, let them know. Get them out there. Let's get it going. Support the show. Oh, I'm so pumped, man. Oh, here we go. Let's give away another shirt. I almost forgot. 49er Tom at Faithful Fan Tilo. Congratulations. Reach out to me. Just email me. 49ersRushPodcast@gmail.com. And I'll make sure to get those shirts out to you guys just as a thank you. Appreciate all the support. I love seeing all the hashtags. Man, this is incredible. Look at you guys. I love this community so much. And I'm so excited to hang out with everybody. Now, if you have questions, you can go ahead and email me, 49ersRushPodcast@gmail.com. But go get your tickets. Let's do this. We're going to be setting stuff up over the next 2 to 3 weeks. Hotels, discounted hotels, where the venues are, all that. We'll be getting back with you guys. But, man, I love this schedule. I'm so excited. Ah, it's going to be awesome, man. It's going to be a good year. And we're lucky. Do you remember how short of a time it was when Chip Kelly was here? and just how bad those things were when you knew there was no chance that things were going to go well. We are in a very, very good time. A very, very good time to be a 49ers fan because there's hope. The roster has sustained success. We've been in the NFC Championship 2 out of the last 3 years, and now we're handing things over to an upside quarterback that's 22. Whew. I'm excited, guys. Hopefully y'all enjoyed the show. And as always, stay strong, faithful.
Mike Rowe here with a few thoughts on my favorite sweatshirt, a classic zip-up hoodie that used to be navy blue but has since faded to what the fashionistas call a distressed indigo. It's 13 years old, soft as a flannel bathrobe, and after a few hundred dirty jobs, demonstrably and undeniably indestructible. This is the kind of sweatshirt girlfriends like to permanently borrow, but I've held on to this one because I got it from American Giant. American Giant makes all their stuff right here in the USA, so they can control every link in their own supply chain. That matters, because when you buy American Giant, you not only get great quality, you create jobs for people in factory towns all over the country. No pressure, but if you give a damn about the business of making things in America, you got to support the companies who are doing it right. Go to American-Giant.com/Mike to get 20% off your first order. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic. So now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.